This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let us begin, shall we, with what we are not going to learn about the American economy this week. Today, we ought to be able to tell you how strong or not strong American factory orders were in the month of November, but we can't because the Commerce Department didn't release that data this morning on account of the shutdown. Likewise, tomorrow, we are not going to be able to tell you what the trade war with China did to the trade deficit in November, also thanks to the shutdown. Sidebar spoiler alert here, by the way. The trade deficit almost certainly got bigger, close parentheses. But on the economic plus side, tomorrow we are going to get data on job openings and consumer credit. That will come from federal agencies that aren't shut down. Also, we will get a good barometer of how small businesses are feeling. That'll come from the National Federation of Independent Business, which isn't part of the government at all. All of which is to say, we are starting kind of, sort of, maybe to get to the point where what we know about the $19 trillion behemoth that is the American economy is becoming patchy and incomplete. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains what that might mean as the shutdown drags on.
So we didn't get those factory order numbers from the Commerce Department this morning, and the clues we have from other economic reports are sending mixed signals. Job growth is running strong, but orders are weakening. Here's Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial.
For manufacturing, things are actually still pretty good. Looking forward, the expectations are less positive.
McMillan says right now he's not too worried that some government economic reports aren't being released, though he says if the shutdown lasts a month or more, that could start to unsettle investors. Bill Dunkelberg at the National Federation of Independent Business says for small companies, economic data points matter less than what's happening locally.
So they're really responding to what's coming in the front door, the orders coming in, people coming in.
But businesses with national and international reach will be hampered by the lack of up-to-date economic data from the government. That's according to Bernie Baumol at the Economic Outlook Group.
This is information that is absolutely essential for business leaders, for investors, and even the Federal Reserve to get a better understanding of what current economic conditions are like.
Baumol says the economy appears to be at an inflection point right now between very strong growth and a slowdown.
Even if we had all the usual economic data, there is no doubt 2019 is expected to be a consequential year for the economy. So we're kind of operating a little bit in the darkness here.
He says one shutdown effect we're likely to see in data the government is continuing to release is lost income, as hundreds of thousands of government workers go without paychecks. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.